Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are hearing this. We are so glad you're here. And by we, I mean Becky Brown, myself, and Dr. Alice Benton.
Hello.
And Larry Sonnenberg. I heard that laughter in the
studio.
You
know it, Becky. He's got such a great laugh.
I do. Do you know, one of the greatest things that we love to share is the news of how New Life has changed people's lives. And we have a special friend on the phone. And Diane Dalton is one of our dear friends, and we just asked Diane if she would share her love for New Life. Hi, Diane.
Hi, guys. Hi, everyone.
It's so glad you are here.
Steve,
oh, no,
Steve's here
you
too,
know.
Becky.
Oh, good. Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Hey, yeah, I just came flying in. And hi, Diane. How are you?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing great. I hope everyone's well. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Miss you all.
Now, did Becky ask you to share about New Life or one of your great recipes?
No. Well, we'll take either.
Well, I'm here to share about New Life and why I love y'all, and I'm happy to do so. So, you know, I say I'm New Life's number one fan, but I know there's hundreds of people that... think the same thing, because so many people have been helped and transformed by your ministry. So,
why do you guys so generously help us? Why is that?
Well, the obvious answer number one is, you know, how much New Life has changed the course of my life, and you know, I have total chaos in my house right now, and it's all your fault, because we are all together this Christmas. All my kids, my grandkids, four dogs, everyone is together, my husband and I, because of New Life, and it's just been such a blessing to us.
So, well, I've been in your house. I've been in your house, and it's a wonderful home.
Thank you.
So you're thinking it might not have gone this way.
I totally wouldn't have. No way. Mm-mm. It was on the other trajectory, and it did a complete turnaround 180 because of your book and Every Man's Battle, and we've been to several of the workshops, and they are just, you know, that's one of the other reasons, the effectiveness of the workshops and the things that we have learned, and it's just incredible, incredible. So it's a natural thing for us to want to give back to New Life.
Did you really think you and Art would literally divorce? Was that where you were when all this was going on?
I had, absolutely. We got to rip up the papers. We were, you know, separated for one whole year. And the divorce papers went in the trash.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
I mean, the reason... 2014.
Well, I love that's the story, because there's so many people, they hate each other. They're thinking there's no possible hope. You guys had the papers done. I mean, you were out the door, and look at you now. I mean, you're some of the most wonderful, generous, loving people ever. And I'm just thankful that you would share with us a little bit today. Thank you so much, Diane. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
And have a happy New Year.
Thank you. And I just wanted to know everyone to know how much we trust you and love you. And it's just a great ministry. So,
thank you. All right. Well, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. There are a lot of people out there that, well, you just need to do what Diane and Art did. You call us.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Becky Brown and Alice, Dr. Alice Benton, and your phone calls. And we have calls here already lined up, so why not just go there? How about Daryl, Charleston, South Carolina, listens on Sirius XM satellite radio. Hey there, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Steve, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Hello?
Hi there.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
That's awesome. I got you. I'm calling basically for a comment. I'm 10 years out from my visit to EMB. It's really changed my whole life with my whole family.
Really?
It's crazy.
Tell us about it.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Just a lying, evil guy that I was with a porn addiction and other addictions. The tools that you guys gave me really has changed me essentially in every way. I'm just so much more of a man that I always desired to be, and I know God wanted me to be. You know, after 10 years of right there when we started this thing, my wife was ready to leave, and now, you know, when we get up in the morning, things aren't perfect, don't get me wrong, but
no, right.
I have a real relationship. She actually tells me she loves me. My children like me better now. I mean, I just cannot say enough of how the miracle that came into our lives through EMB and
Every New Man's
Life
Battle
Ministries. It's been a huge thing, yes. Every Man's Battle, yes.
Well, thank you for caring enough to share that. I just am so grateful that you wanted to share that. And what do you say to the guy that knows he's in the same shape you were? He knows he needs to go, but he's just not picking up the phone.
Well, I know a lot of times you guys say get your wife to call because he might not.
Yeah.
I was a different case. I insisted on going because it was my last hope for life. Mm. If you go to the dance and you do the dance, you can have a brand new life. You can actually be a different person and be happy. You know, it's really being freed from the chains that bind you with the sin that you're involved in. Mm. And you cannot overcome it yourself. You have to have community to do it.
Oh, man, Can't thank you enough for that. And let me do this. I'm going to send you a couple of things here. One, I'm going to send you the Every Man's Bible. I'm going to send you the second edition of Life Recovery Bible. I'll do that. And I'll send you the updated edition of Every Man's Battle. And thank you so much for calling. And that could be you in 10 years. Imagine that. 10 years. His life is so different. Man, I'm grateful. So grateful for what we get to do and all of you that... we just couldn't do it without you. I mean, it's just
well. You know what I was thinking?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I was thinking, Steve, Daryl, you are singing the praises of something that changed your life, and that something is God through the work through EMB, Every Man's Battle, through the commitment that you and your wife have to each other to continue to grow. And we have one coming up real soon. And so, if this describes the struggle that you're in, call us today and register. Make the next 10 years, the best 10 years. I love what he just shared. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
January 7th, right there in Washington, D.C., we'll be having the weekend.
Well, you talk about happiness, and, you know, a lot of people think that it's just joy that the Bible offers. Like, you can be joyous in spite of whatever happens, but there really is this happiness that comes when you're not doing things that make you feel good, but you're doing things that make you feel good about yourself. And that's what's happened here. And a lot of people, you know, you think you're enjoying your life, you're destroying your life. Becky shared some quotes with us today, and so I made up that little rhyme. because it's true. You are. You know, it's great.
Yeah,
it's not.
I said, the actual great. Quote was, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah. And who was it that...
From the great Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
It's a rapper. But all it's right. true, though, right? I mean, if we are not taking an assessment or looking at what we're doing in our lives and in our relationships, 10 years will pass and we'll be further in that grave that we're digging. And so do something today to make a change in your life. You know, sometimes it's just picking up that phone to call us here on the show.
Yeah,
and, but other times it's making that commitment to go to a workshop and really commit to the changes that God's calling you to.
All right, let's go back to the phones, talk to Anna, Middleton, Idaho. She listens on the New Life app, and anybody else could. You just go to the App Store and download the New Life app. It's right there. Got a little green tree on it. Welcome. How are you, Anna? What's going on in your life today?
Good, thank you. I met you at Intimacy and Marriage and Mylon and Kate in July.
And well, my husband thanks and for I coming. How was it?
There. Yeah, it was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I went to Restore in June and saw Larry Bear and Becky, and that was life-changing. Probably affected our marriage in a way because I got very wise and was able to see more of what was going on with my husband's sexual addiction. Mm-hmm. When we got back, you were right, Steve. Satan did kick us in the teeth. And so we got back about a week later, gotten a little tiff, nothing major, and he just, like, he snapped. We were on a 90-day reset. It was day 40. He snapped. He wouldn't talk to me. He stonewalled. It was just terrible.
Mm.
And 2 months go by, and I try to talk to him. I go to his room where we're separated in the house, and I hear him talking to his 21-year-old assistant and realize for the past 2 months when he stopped talking to Snap, they'd been having an emotional affair. And so I asked him to leave, and he didn't want to work things out. I tried for a month. He just stonewalled, just won't, and he sent divorce papers 2 days ago.
We have
a 18 and a 21-year-old. Yeah, it's hard. I do have to say, I feel like God puts on my heart some hard verses to pray over him, like Jeremiah 14 and 1 Corinthians 5:5. It's hard because I have never prayed that way over him. He just won't talk to even our 21-year-old son. He's like, if you talk about this anymore with me, you're going to lose my relationship with you.
Okay.
He said that at Christmas.
So he went to every man's battle. He went to every man's battle. Did he do any group stuff after every man's battle?
He was in 2013, he did, and he did it for a little bit. I was so naive. We did not realize the stronghold that this has. And so it faded away. Our intimacy was so good, and I always kind of use that as my barometer because we had separated and divorced in 2011 at our 10-year mark. So we've been through a lot.
Okay.
And so I really felt like he was okay. And the whole last year, he's accused me of having affairs, which, of course, I'm not. I'm not even lusting after men. But the sexual addiction, I understand. You know, it's just a beast.
Yeah.
And his thinking... Yeah. So my question to you guys is just mostly, is there anything, I just feel like he has to hit his rock bottom. And, but is there anything left to do? Here I have these divorce papers. It'll be final in 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness. Well, boy, I tell you, this is the opposite of what, people have been sharing. And it really, I mean, it is up to each person what happens. And we hate hearing these kinds of stories. This is just horrible. So, Alice, what do you think? Becky, go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead. If you want, Alice, do you have something?
Anna, you seem like you have done everything that we generally prescribe for a person to do. Just one thought comes to me. Have you asked another man in his life, a peer, someone who has influence, to address him this time, even if you have already done that in the past?
Yes, I did. A guy that knows his battle pretty well, and he's tried to contact Rick, and he won't respond.
How old is Rick?
He's 53.
And is he going to be with the assistant? Is that the plan for him?
I believe that's the plan that he's making and why the divorce and that is happening. Uh-huh.
And how old are your kids?
18 and 21.
Has your husband participated in church? And has he seemed to be a believer?
Yeah, we met at church. We didn't even kiss. We dated for a year and a half. We both have some real dysfunction in our families, his dad, my mom. You know, we came in with some stuff. And when we divorced, I felt like I got rid of my anger. I could draw in close mm-hmm. to him when we'd fight, and he would soften. We were good until this last year. We had to make a move, and he didn't want to go back there. That's where he was really deep into pornography. I think it spun him. I think.
All right.
Yeah.
So I want to try to give you, if there is anything that could be done, I want us to share it with you. So I've got a couple of thoughts, but Becky, what would you say if she was your client? What would you say would maybe be an attempt?
Here's the thing that I'm hearing, Anna, that you guys have been this path before. You said you had divorced previously, right?
Yes.
Right. And so when you think about what brought you back together to do this part of this next marriage, even though it's with the same person, has there been any change at all? Because I think sometimes we've just got to recognize when people are not committed to the relationship. And it sounds like Rick he's in a big denial. And he is on a crash collision with his life choices. And so your work will be to continue to heal and to move forward. Now, I know that's not a nice, neat little bow, and we do want to have a good ending. But I think at this point, this is where you are right now. And I don't know that to do the same thing over again will get you a different result.
Well, that's the thing. Now, you know, I'm sure with all of this, this isn't an emotional affair.
Right. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so certainly you are free to move on. But mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if it would be a good idea to ask your pastor or whomever was most involved with him when he was the most committed to the faith. Ask that person if they would just give him a call or try to speak with him. Maybe there's something there. I don't know. Seems to me that he, like Becky's saying here, he's on a path that it's not going to turn around.
Right, and what I'm thinking is not just for the marriage. I'm thinking about his family connections to the kids. And so if this is what he's choosing to do, it would be great if there was a pastor. I love that idea, Steve, to find somebody who he was connected to speak life into his life, whether or not you stay together, but for the rest of his mm-hmm. life.
I mean, he said to his own son, I would rather go this path and you not talk about it than not go this path or go this path and you talk about it. So he doesn't want, he's going to cut off his son because this is what he's chosen and it doesn't seem like there's any turning
back. That's the power of addiction, isn't it, Steve?
It really is.
Well, God's solution when there's unrepentant, ongoing sinful behavior is separation from that person. And so that is sometimes the answer. And so also consider, Anna, if there's been a pattern of unhealthy pursuit on your part to reconcile too quickly with your husband, because you may need this protective distance and the decision to maintain the distance from him until, if ever, you see repentant behavior on his part.
So is it a question of whether or not you sign the papers, or is that even an issue?
No, I don't even have to really do anything. It will just be done. Yeah. And I do feel like he has to go this way, and the only thing that can possibly turn him is just pain and suffering. Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, I'm going to send a copy of Healing is a Choice here because there's going to be some grieving and some work that has to be done. But let me just make this point. If you're a man, you might be thinking, oh, yeah, well, you know, I would never stoop to that. But look, you say that, but how's it going? Is it getting better or worse? And that's why the sooner that you can say, I have an extreme limitation here, and I need to deal with it, then the sooner it can change for you. The man, look at the heartache this guy is creating because he's on a drug that's 21 years old.
Right.
It's really, really tough.
Do you know, it's amazing, too, the checkpoints that were in place in his life. You know, he had done some work. He was able to override them because of how powerful the drug is. And I think that's the challenge with addiction of any kind, whether it is chemical or sexual or whatever. You get out of your mind. You literally are not in charge of your life anymore. And the devastation that is happening is terrible. And I would say if anybody's listening right now and this is your life, you can call and have a better life. You can have a new life. And we will be glad to help you.
And if you wonder, how could Anna have such strength and faith in her voice as this is taking place?
Yeah.
I know that to be such a power of restore, because that plan Anna was talking about and the community she developed, it helps women to stay strong no matter what their husband does. Despite having the tools, the women can stay strong and stay the path, stay the course.
Mm-hmm. I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. When both people are willing to do the work, hope, total hope.
Mm-hmm.
You can change. When it's only one, then you end up in situations like this, and we pray for them and hope and pray something might happen. All right, let's go to Pastor Tim. He's calling from Fargo,
North Dakota.
Oh, I thought it almost said Indiana. And they go, no, that's not right. Yeah, Fargo, North Dakota. Hi, how are you? We love the movie. How's it going, Pastor Tim?
doing great. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I have sort of a loaded question. I've been counseling a couple and kind of maybe made it to an end. I have a wife who maybe physically is unable to have sex, and so she is pulled away from her husband for about maybe 10 years now, and her husband then turned to pornography, turned to masturbation, and now is maybe feeling as though masturbation is okay as long as he's thinking about his wife, and has been reading a couple of your books, actually, Steve, and that's where this led to my call. I just confused on how to guide this relationship from here. They've been married for probably 30 plus years.
Yeah.
In a very very important couple to my church and ministry, period.
So it's
a big challenging subject altogether.
The main
question I have is for her, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
How do I handle this? How does sexual relationships work for them in a man who's very sexually driven and a woman who's very shut off?
Okay. So her inability or whatever, or however you couch it, is that an emotional thing from trauma, or is that a physiological thing?
I believe it's a physiological thing from maybe something wrong in her reproductive system. I'm not quite certain on that yet.
Okay. Well, it's such a big issue. it's interesting that you're not absolutely clear on that. But let me say this. Anybody that, and often with, as you get older, people can't be sexually functional in every way. But what we think is possible and have encouraged people to is to be sexual, to have a sexual relationship, even when one or the other or both can't have an orgasm or can't be penetration or some other things, that we can adjust and still have that aspect of life bring us closer together rather than apart. But it takes both people, usually working with somebody, to handle some of the tough issues that couples have a hard time talking about. Now, under no circumstance is pornography ever acceptable, of course. And then this masturbation thing, it becomes a constant source of release and relief and all of that. And so the pursuit of her ends because that's where his sexual energy, focus, and all of that goes. And if he were to never use pornography and discontinue having sex with himself, then he would be more open to pursuing her. She may be so damaged from past abuse or whatever, she doesn't want to pursue. But in both cases, if both of them would give it 6 months on a different path, I think they would be very shocked at how fulfilling this could be. And especially if they're active in the church and doing things, you know, this is the kind of thing we want behind closed doors. We want that to be a fulfilling experience. We'll talk more right after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life Member Thank You Gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life Grocery Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits, like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. All right, Alice, you have some thoughts here for Pastor Tim. And Pastor Tim, thank you for calling us and letting us have any kind of input here. Alice, what do you think?
Well, even if the physical impairment is a medical issue, I actually think the sexual problems are symptoms, and that the true issue is a lack of emotional intimacy here. And so for a time, I would mainly take the topic of sex off the table and work with this couple on how far back that emotional disconnection began. And maybe it's from the very beginning of their relationship because they hadn't learned how to connect on a heart and soul level with words, because that should always precede the sexual engagement. And I think they've been missing that for a lot longer than 10 years.
So, you know, I always have 2 cents to share.
Yeah, let's hear
well.
It.
I love what you just said, Alice, but I also think, Tim, sometimes when you're in this position in their life as the pastor, and they obviously, you said that they are very significant to your church, it would be best for you to hand off to either a professional counselor or have them go to the intimacy and marriage workshop. I agree with Alice. Sometimes these habits have formed way long before that the pornography even showed up. The other part is that couples get out of practice of connecting sexually, like you were talking about, Steve. And so once the divide occurs, it's like going on a first date. And, you know, how do you even, you know, do you hold hands? And, you know, what does that even look like? But I think it would be really hard for you to have those kind of conversations when this relationship that you have outside of the counseling is in place. And I would want for them to have good help and maybe even have them go to Every Man's Battle to start with, you know, and I know I sound like I'm just saying go to a workshop, but I think that those are really good resources for you as a pastor to help these folks.
And I want to call women up in general, and this is going to be tough for a lot of us to hear, but we women have all kinds of reasons why we're hesitant to engage sexually. But as we have chosen marriage, if we want a healthy marriage, we have to pursue healing in the sexual area of our relationship. Because even though perhaps we can live without it for a very long period of time and be fine, this is a God-given need that our husbands have. And so we've got to pursue the help to figure this part of the relationship out. We can't just let this go and be hands off, because it doesn't matter as much to us. It matters to the marriage and the family.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pastor Tim, I hope something we've said means something. I really do think our intimacy in marriage, we have these kinds of issues come up all the time. I think that could be helpful. And I don't think it's an insult to them to say, you know, I just have been thinking and praying about this, and it's, I really want you guys to get help from somebody that has dealt with a lot of couples in this situation. And
right.
But if you don't do that, when they come back to you from intimacy and marriage, it'll be a different focus. I promise you, it really does change things in about 95% of the cases. We're not 100%, but we'd love to help this. And just let me send you Every Man's Bible, thanking you for coming. And I'd love to send you How We Love and the workbook that Mylon Kay did. I think that'll help in your counseling also. But thank you for calling us. God bless you. All right, Larry is here. And Larry, we have on the phone one of our favorite friends
yes.
to talk. And I want to have Gina
yes.
Come on the line here. Gina, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Steve. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We you know, here in this program, we've asked some folks to say some things about why they support New Life, trying to encourage others who haven't to support. And so I'm just going to ask you, why do you and your wonderful husband support this ministry? You're so generous. You show up when we're doing things. We love you to death. Why is it that you guys support New Life?
Well, we feelings mutual, Steve. We love you guys there and are so grateful. And there are so many reasons, but I would say probably the one that comes to mind, probably the top one, is, you know, we went to the Intimacy and Marriage workshop, and it was amazing the tools that y'all gave us there. I mean, I went hoping that, you know, my husband would understand me better and I would understand him better, and you know, basically we came away, I mean, right away we knew this was something different. I mean, we'd been to marriage retreats and marriage books, but what it did for me personally, and my husband would say the same thing, is I came away from that seminar knowing myself better, and he came away knowing himself better, and then I understood him and he understood me. And it was like we saw for the first time the core to this little dance that we've been doing ever since we met. And now I feel like we are so much more able to express our love for each other. I mean, we knew we loved each other, but when hard times would come or when arguments would happen, that's the last thing that I believe either one of us felt, even though we knew it and we have that foundation in Christ. But it's just really improved our marriage and even our relationship with our kids, our relationship with friends. Just, you know, I've always heard the best thing I can do for, you know, or actually I haven't always heard this. I actually learned this through New Life. the best thing I can do for my marriage is to be a better me, you know, be a healthier me. And I think that applies to being a parent, you know, a friendship worker, church goer. I mean, and so we're still continually working on that. But New Life has given us, I guess, the tools to look inside ourselves and become more aware. But not just aware, but then what do you do with it? How do you get, you know, over obstacles and hurts? And we're still working on it. It's a work in progress.
Well, you guys, you're either the best actors ever, or, I mean, you're just so delightful to be around. You know, whenever I see you, I just smile. It's just, you're always so wonderful to be around. And I know how much you care for your kids, and you guys have really, really done something. And your life hasn't been easy. Just mention what happened to your parents. I just think it's an important part of a story that you have this attitude about life and joy after this tragedy.
Well, absolutely, Steve. And, you know, Finding Freedom workshop, I have to mention that as well in this story, but just, you know, had wonderful parents and wonderful family, and grew up a missionary kid. And my parents, in 2004, moved to Iraq to become humanitarian aid missionary workers there. And unfortunately, tragically, they were killed one day. Tragic, all over the news. And, you know, and I think, you know, when you're close to your parents, and then you have this wonderful husband that you're close to, but I just lost two of my best, you know, supporters and friends.
Yeah.
You know, it really made everything between me and Chu kind of just need to be dealt with. And he was wonderful, and still has been wonderful through my grieving. I thank the Lord for that. But just us figuring out, you know, how to take it to the next level as far as intimacy and just knowing each other. And we're still working on it. I mean, but now it's funny. If we get into an argument, my husband will run and grab a book. We'll do a comfort circle. We'll do
something.
That's so good.
Yes.
Well,
tools. And that would have never happened,
well, Gina,
you know, until we met y'all.
Well, I thank you for being willing to share this with everybody. And, you know, your parents were missionaries in a very, very dangerous country, a foreign land. And now you are doing missionary work right now in a very dangerous foreign land to a lot of people. It's the land of an intimate marriage. A lot of people have never had intimacy, connection, acceptance. They've never had a spouse that cared about them more than themselves. And now you're telling people all of that is possible, that you can get through the worst tragedies in life and still have a strong faith and a countenance, and a joy that you have. And I thank you for being part of what we do, the support you give us, and thanks for sharing your story with all the folks listening today.
Gina's another one of our...
What's that,
Gina,
Peggy?
You're another one of... She's another one of our number one fans. Because we're...
I am the number one, Becky.
Oh, well, I don't know, Gina.
It's a crowded position these days.
Well, we're just...
I share that with a lot of people I know, and I'm proud to, that number one fan position. But, you know, Steve, I do want to say, like, you know, it's interesting you bring up, you know, my parents being missionaries, and, you know, the fruit that comes from sharing and helping others in a foreign land. And like you're talking about, I do believe, like Chu and I know in intimacy through how y'all have allowed us to, the fruit of that is affecting others. I mean, people have told us that, our kids have told us that, and it's the same effect. And I just thank y'all for doing this ministry. I can't thank y'all enough.
Thank you, Gina. You have a great New Year.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Larry, before you go, have a comment about Gina.
I came in prepared for a lot of stuff. I mean, I could have talked for 20 minutes. Gina said it all. She said it so well.
Yeah, she did.
Just she and Chu are just special people, but I just want to say to our audience, thank you, everybody who has been giving and will give before the 31st, and even in the next year. But God bless you. And if you can make a gift, you can call 800 New Life. You could call anybody you know here at New Life offices.
That's right.
We'll get you the right person. Had a lady this morning just call me and say, I want to give a stock gift. How do I do it? So however you want to make a gift, we'd love to help. And thank you.
And thanks so much for all of you that have supported us and been so generous. It's just mind-boggling. And I tell you, I was just texting one of our supporters saying, I know you know, because she knows you, Larry, you know that your gift, we're going to make every dollar mean something, because Larry treats every gift as if he himself had given it. He wants to do with it what he would want his money to be done with. And it really is true. You do treat it that way, and we're grateful for that. So thank you, Larry.
Yep,
and
good luck.
All right. Let's go to a final caller here, and I'm going to go to Charles from Casa Grande, because I wanted to say Casa Grande, Arizona. Listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 131. Charles, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing okay. How could we help?
Well, I got a marriage, I think, fell apart, but it might not have, because she hasn't said anything about divorce yet, but she's basically told me to get out of the house, and I'm like, okay. You know, I know I've made our marriage kind of difficult because I've had a lot of issues in the past 3 years, and we've only been married 3 years, but
okay. So
bottom line is she says I'm verbally abusive, right? But I don't think I am.
Okay, then, so, Charles, because I want to help you, and you're going to be the last caller I take this entire year.
Right. I got you.
Tell me the worst thing you've ever said to her that she would have said is abusive. What's the worst thing you've ever said?
Probably that I wouldn't have married you if I would have known that.
Okay.
Thanks.
It doesn't get
much
worse than that. And so you can say things that are kind of abusive, you know, that you don't think are. But when you say something like that, it never goes away. It's like implant. Alice, what do you help Charles here? What are you thinking? And then Becky?
What was the thing you wouldn't have married her over if you had known?
A relationship that she had with another man prior to me.
And do you want to try to salvage your marriage?
Well, in the beginning, we thought we were doing everything right. I mean, we didn't, you know, we didn't have no premarital sex. We're both Christians. We love the Lord. Another problem with the marriage was I don't, in intimacy, I don't think we're compatible sexually. Only reason I think that is she never, in 3 years, has, you know, she doesn't approach me. I'm always approaching her.
So, Charles, do you have a foot out the door? Are you almost relieved that she asked you to leave?
Yeah. When she, it's like a burden lifted off of me the other day, last week. It was like a weight just came right off me, because I feel like I live in this performance-based marriage, you know? And
so what do you want from us, given that it's a relief?
Well, it seems, you know, when it's good, it's wonderful. And I miss that, you know?
But let me ask you this. When you found out about a previous relationship, you just found out that she had been sexual with someone before she knew you, and that would have caused you not to want to pursue the relationship?
Correct.
Charles, is this your first marriage?
Second. It's her fourth.
Okay.
And so do you know what you want from us?
Just some advice on, you know, because I bought a book, and it was delivered yesterday, and I wasn't home. I travel for work quite a bit. But regardless, the book is on How to Heal Past Hurts from T.D. Jakes, I think is what his name is.
T.D. Jakes, yeah.
So I'm hoping, I'm hoping she will read that, because she has a lot of issues from the past that might be causing this stuff. I don't know.
The fourth marriage for her, second for you. And the big deal to you is, even though you had been married before, and she'd been married before, you couldn't forgive or get over something, or you haven't gotten over something that happened before you, even though you knew she'd been married before. So that's something that you can fix. She can't change what happened, but she can be different. But she's not going to be different if the shame you put on her keeps her locked in to the thing that you think is so shameful that you wouldn't have married her. But
and
look,
Charles,
go ahead.
Well, and I'm Charles.
It doesn't have anything to do with shame for me. What it has to do with is honesty. And I've got to the point where that really doesn't bother me. What bothers me is if she doesn't approach me, then am I not the right type of person for you? I mean, are
okay,
you more attracted
so
to other
Charles,
people?
So here's the thing. There are a lot of questions that you're asking yourself that aren't pertinent to this relationship. You guys started with good intentions, right? You said 3 years ago we didn't have sex before marriage. We were committed Christians. We thought this was going to be great. And then what I think happens in so many marriages is that intimacy, really being known by somebody else, kind of freaks you out. And so when you feel the relief that you are going to be let go of this intimate relationship, it's not because you're better or she's better. It's because you guys didn't do that next thing, which was, what do we need? What are we afraid of? And the last thing you should do is give her a book to read about how she needs to get fixed. I think
really?
It would be better for you to take that on yourself. And if she's not approaching you, it's going back to that intimacy disconnection. If she's feeling shame at all, if she's feeling, and actually if she's had four marriages, there's probably an intimacy problem there in, you know, just in general. But
right.
I, you know, Charles, before you quit, you have to do everything you can to figure out what is this about you, not necessarily about her.
So if I could jump inside your mind, I would jostle some things around, and your perspective on marriage, sin, God, everything would kind of change there. Because if you could move from this place of rejection of her to acceptance of everything, and if you could move from a place of she never approaches me to I need to make myself more approachable, everything would change. I know people that were exactly where you are in their marriage now. They didn't divorce, and now they're having the times of their life. And that's possible for you. But if you move on, taking this as a, well, it's a good thing this happened, you're going to have such regret and remorse. It's not going to be good. Come to intimacy in marriage. Come to that and in February. And I think we're going to help you beyond anything you could expect. If you can help us, folks, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If we can help you, same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you, and we hope this is going to be a great, great year next year.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.